From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Christopher Bodine, the Associated Press China correspondent, provides this wrap-up of closing remarks to the National People's Congress by Chinese President Xi Jinping.
China's rubber-stamp legislature closed out its annual session in Beijing on Tuesday with a strongly nationalistic address from President Xi Jinping, who is kicking off his second five-year term as head of state. Xi pledged that he would defend every inch of Chinese territory and said that any plots or tricks to divide the motherland, as he put it, would be doomed to failure. Now, Xi will have a little more time to work out the details of that now that the legislature has amended the Constitution, granting him unlimited terms in office. Christopher Bodine, Beijing.
The United Nations human rights chief chastised the Syrian government for its role in starting the conflict in its country and criticized the Security Council for not being more decisive in ending the suffering.
Those who have perpetrated and are still perpetrating these mind-numbing crimes in Syria must be made to answer before a properly constituted court of law.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights said the Syrian conflict and the impunity that characterizes it is breaking our world. A package bomb that authorities believe is linked to the recent string of Austin, Texas bombings exploded early Tuesday inside a FedEx distribution center near San Antonio, possibly leaving one person with minor injuries. The blast follows a Sunday night blast that triggered along a street by a nearly invisible tripwire. This is VOA News. Britain's Information Commissioner says she is using all her legal powers to investigate the handling of personal data by Cambridge Analytica and Facebook. Commissioner Elizabeth Denham is pursuing a warrant to search Cambridge Analytica servers. The company allegedly used data mined from Facebook to help Donald Trump win the 2016 presidential election. Asian shares fell Tuesday after investors dumped U.S. technology shares in the wake of the scandal surrounding Facebook. Sarah Hemrajani has more.
Japan's Nikkei fell 1%, and Hong Kong, China, and Australia were also in negative territory. Tech stocks are among the biggest losers, driven by the growing scandal surrounding Facebook. That crisis comes amid this week's Fed meeting, marking the first interest rate decision under new chief Jerome Powell.
That was Sarah Hemrajani reporting. The International Criminal Court says the Philippines' decision to leave the organization will have no effect on an ongoing preliminary probe into possible crimes committed during Manila's war on drugs. Jeff Custer has that story.
Last month, the ICC opened a preliminary examination into a complaint by a Filipino lawyer of suspected extrajudicial killings during President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug campaign, which could amount to crimes against humanity. However, Duterte last week announced he was withdrawing from the Philippine ratification of the Rome Statute, which created the ICC. The International Court said it regretted Duterte's move, but stressed it would not affect the preliminary examination, as the ICC retains jurisdiction over crimes committed when a country was an ICC member, even after withdrawal. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Dhruv Taqi Kaur reports the U.S. and South Korea have announced they'll be resuming their joint military exercises next month, even as preparations are underway for U.S. President Donald Trump's anticipated meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Seoul confirmed the decision on Tuesday, setting the date for April the 1st. The large-scale exercises had been postponed until after the Winter Olympics and Paralympics, which ended Sunday and included athletes from the North.
United Nations Command informed North Korea's military of the exercise and reminded them this is an annual drill designed for defense.
The drills involve two operations, usually running for 2 months, but cut in half this year, likely for the Winter Games.
That's Dhruv Taqi Kaur reporting. The world's last known male northern white rhino, born in the wild, has died at the age of 45 in Kenya. Sudan was euthanized Monday after his age-related complications worsened. Sudan, who attracted thousands of visitors, had been part of an ambitious effort to save the subspecies from extinction with the help of the two surviving females. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.